It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Golden Square Freedom Park's redevelopment in Bridgetown has unquestionably brought benefits to the ordinary citizens. Families visit the heritage site to see if they can spot their forefathers' names. It has become a center for entertainment. Relationships are molded, and draft players converge on afternoons for their favorite bragging rights game. And you might find the odd journalist riding his electric bicycle to get much needed exercise. Free Wi-Fi is available and appreciated. There is a water station, cell phone charging stations, and the odd personal sound system can be plugged in. Golden Square is just one of the sites around Bridgetown where free Wi-Fi is available. And once the funds are available, it is the vision of the newly appointed Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology to expand internet access across Bridgetown and into the very household of its environs. Now, should Minister Davidson Ishmael achieve his and government's ambitions, children and parents would have access to free Wi-Fi. For children to enhance their studies through internet access, and their parents to establish internet-oriented businesses. Sounds like a great social development plan? Open Wi-Fi also brings the dangers of a hacker's paradise. According to the Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, cybersecurity is a top priority for government. As it should be, given the relatively recent temporary shutdown of some government services due to a cybersecurity breach and the hack of the Supreme Court registry 3 years ago when the personal information of Barbadians was compromised. Government has reminded citizens it cannot do everything. In this regard, there are several non-governmental organizations that also share Minister Ishmael's vision of seeing a much more technology-savvy citizenry who can use the new technology opportunities to enhance their incomes and establish local and global entrepreneurial projects. And perhaps there's room for public and private sector partnerships in education and advocacy to realize the same goals children and parents have for themselves. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom Network of Nations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.